This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I'm getting antsy. 4 hours, 24 minutes, 55 seconds.
Playoff ball, baby. Let's go.
I love it. You know, we sit here and we break this thing down and you get, oh, he's 0 for 4. He's, oh, it's a horrible playoff slump. Oh, what's he going to do? It's one game. It's one bad game, and it might not even be a bad game. Who knows? Maybe you got robbed. Maybe you were hitting the ball super hard. And I mean, okay, look, the microscope is just on everything.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
ALCS. This is what you play for.
Jason Kipnis today. He'll throw out that ceremonial first pitch. 4:58. First pitch is at 5:08.
5:08. Set your watches.
We give you exact times.
You're darn right.
Exact times.
You're darn right.
Matthew Boyd against Clark Schmidt. See who the starters are for game four?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
Yep. I meant starter for the Guardians.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
TBD. Is TBD better than TBA?
Yeah, I mean, no, probably not. I mean, you know, when you're in school and you get an A, it clearly means you're the best at something. And a D is less, though, but still passing.
I just want them to play baseball and don't play desperate baseball. Don't overthink. Just go play. Go play the game. Right? Isn't that what we're hoping for?
I want to stop swinging at garbage. I mean, that's 1-1. I would really appreciate it if we could just, like, I don't know. I think Jim in Strongsville put it better. I think it was Jim in Strongsville or somebody else who was like, that looked like a little league game. Yeah. If we could just, if the guards cannot drop pop flies and misplay balls in the outfield, that'd really help.
Didn't anybody see, though, that, I mean, like, they were showing the win reports for the way the wind's swirling in that ballpark right now. And you saw how far he had to come over. Like, that's illegal. Shortstop's really not supposed to cross over second base.
Well, ball was in play. Ball was in play, so you can move.
So that's not a shift?
After the pitch is thrown. So, like, if you wanted to, you honestly could try to pull off some kind of a shift with the second baseman just taking off.
I think they should. The bullpen should become a penalty box. And if the shortstop finds himself on the other side of second base, then you lose a guy for a batter. That would be great, wouldn't it? Let's mess with the game a little bit more, too, right?
All right.
Speaking of messing with the game, you have that story.
Good point. Yeah. All right, so this is according to the Associated Press. NFL executive Jeff Milner says the competition committee will look at possibly narrowing goalposts after the season. Nothing imminent, but the committee considers many ideas, rule changes, and proposals. People have been making an absurd amount of field goals. They've become borderline automatic at, like, 50 and in.
Yeah, but you know what? Once they're not, they're not. And you miss one, and you pay for it. We've seen that a couple times. I don't know. Are they 100% automatic? I think the part of it is that coaches are willing to let kickers kick from the other side of the 50. I am absolutely haunted by Phil Dawson and what he said a couple weeks ago. This has gone through my mind 1,000 times during his induction into the Browns Legends. And we were talking about, there was a game that was close, and they were trying to figure out if they were at the line, and Phil just went off. He's like, you know what I can't stand? I can't stand that line that the TV networks put down to say you're in field goal range, whether it's college or the pros. And I'm like, well, why? He goes, because that line is their career long. And who knows if they can make something on the other side of it. No coach has given them the chance to kick on the other side of that line. And I'm like, oh, you know what? He's right. He's right. We all get mesmerized by, like, oh, they're in field goal range. They're in field goal range, right? Well, that line is determined. And then we freak out if they're on the other side of that line that no one in the stadium can see. I don't know. Do you think they need to make them slimmer?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Huh. How about that?
I think it has really hit the point where these kickers have become so good. I mean, we're in a world right now, so I'm looking at the stats for the season on 50-plus field goals. 77 of 103. So doing quick math in my head, about 75% from 50 yards and above are being made.
What's wrong with that?
It's huge. There's the risk reward. The reward is becoming higher.
And you know what? When the Browns move into a dome, it's going to get even higher.
Yeah. And that's the thing is you're going to get more domes. You're getting with all of these different things. I would narrow the goalposts. Now, can I go real absurd on you? That's going to get you all grumpy.
How about forget goalposts, just put a pole up, and then the kicker has to hit the pole to get a point. How's that sound?
I mean, only if you put a string and another ball on it, and somebody can walk in and smack it, too.
Oh, that would be good.
Can I
mean, this whole football thing and using your foot, that's absurd. Why would you
really
do that? Why would
you
call
on something?
It football? Go ahead. Well,
I'm a part of Larry David's thought process on this, which is always a scary thought process to be on.
Yeah, you realize he's a Yankees fan, right?
So I'm aware of such
be
things.
Be careful.
But he's born and raised in New York. It's acceptable.
Okay, it's acceptable. And we like Larry David.
He has always had the thought to get rid of kicking. Just get rid of the goalposts.
Yeah.
I think he's onto something. I've always thought he was onto something. I have thought that it was absolutely absurd to have, and this is, I know this is one of those that infuriates people. Everybody has a couple of thoughts when it comes to sports that just proceed to rock the boat. This is one of mine. I hate kickers. I would get rid of kickers in football. I'm sorry. I would just get rid of all of it. Maybe allow the punt. I'm okay with that one. But it feels really dumb that you have one guy on the field whose job it is to throw it and 11 guys whose job it is to block slash run slash catch. And then all of a sudden,
10?
And then all of a sudden you have this one particular moment where it's like, all right, get Tom in. Tom, come on in here. It's time to kick. And Tom has done nothing but kick. It feels very silly. It feels like we're solving extra innings by bringing in a fungo champion. And being like, all right, get Rick, the fungo guy. Hit home runs. Like, it just, you have this whole game where you're moving up and down the field this particular way, and no one touches the ball with their foot unless it's a turnover. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, let's get Tom. Tom, come on in.
Why don't they just raise it up in the air higher, too, to make it harder that way?
You have to kick it with more authority.
What if they raised it? What if they, if I don't think the field's like, we couldn't handle it here at this current stadium. What if they decided that the goalpost should be 10 yards back from where it is right now, not even in play? Do you understand what I'm saying? Back it up 10 more yards. So you have the end line for the regular field, and then 10 yards behind that, you couldn't do it here because the stadium's not big enough for it. They don't have another, 20 extra yards out there to do this. It's too tight, especially since they put the seats in there. Now that they kind of put those field seats in.
Like, Andy, field goals this year for the league, 339 for 396, 85.6% is where field goals are. I don't have that year over year.
Here's the problem.
Boy, that's high.
Somebody misses an extra point, and it changes the entire game. And I like that part of the game. Now you're chasing math, right?
Extra
now
point.
Now you're chasing things. Well, just give them 7 for it?
Extra point percentage, 390 out of made to 403 attempts, 96.8%.
The game has so few ways to score as is right now, and you're going to take one away? I mean, that is one of the things about the game. There aren't many ways to score.
And I know that thought is unpopular, and I know that's something that people don't care for. But it's just the way that I've always felt about this. Is it's like we are now starting to hit a point too where kickers are becoming so good on top of it that it's all right. What are we doing here? We've got to find a way to either make this tougher, or frankly, eliminate it.
Why would you want to get rid of another way to score? Like, I don't understand that. To me, makes no sense at all.
Because it's always
so.
Been
now
weird.
You're leaving yourself to touchdown, right?
Yeah,
extra point, safety. And return on a block?
Yeah.
That's it, right?
It's 7 or nothing. I know this is unpopular. I just have always thought it was weird that we operate in this idea where someone who has had no impact on the game whatsoever to this point comes on in, and he kicks, and then he goes away. While everyone else has pulled to a specific point, and then it's, all right, let's bring him in. I've always thought it was funky.
It's part of the game, man.
I know.
So you completely want to take the foot out of football.
I mean, it's pretty much already been taken out of it.
I know, but yeah, I still think you need these things.
Okay.
Here's where I'm bummed.
I know this is unpopular. You don't have to tell me differently.
I don't like this new kickoff. Do we have the same thing that we had last year? I just thought it would add more excitement. Dynamic. There's nothing dynamic about this kickoff.
Apparently, according to our buddy Tom Withers, Aaron Judge is taking early batting practice. Not his norm from what he's been told.
Ooh.
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 So Jose Ramirez needs to get out there too, right? Is that how this works? Is it like boxers?
It's not going to make the coaches happy because they got to bend over, pick up all those balls that hit the ground. I hope they have some extra players they brought along with them for early BP. Because, I mean, you're back. I mean, you get some serious back problems when you're trying to pick up baseballs that are on the field during early BP.
I've heard this from a good period of time. Our X mentions powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send us a message at CLE Talking Heads, like Alan does here, saying what I'm saying is blasphemy. I know.
He's right. Alan, congratulations.
You've moved up in the world.
X mention of the year. I wish we had something that we could give you, but we can't.
We gave him credit on the air. It counts for something. I know it's an absurd thought. I know it's something that people don't truly care for. It's always what I felt. It is always how I felt on the whole thing.
Interesting.